with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Russian court sentences an American to 5 years in prison in charges of illegally transporting arms. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Charles Wayne Zimmerman was handed a 5-year sentence by the court in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi after a rifle was found on his yacht in June. The regional court's press service said in a statement that Zimmerman told them he traveled to Russia to meet a woman he had previously contacted online, and he argued that he had bought the gun for self-defense and was unaware he wasn't allowed to keep it on his yacht. Zimmerman is one of few Americans who remain in Russian custody after a series of high-profile prisoner exchanges with the U.S. in recent years. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Religious Broadcasters is strongly condemning what it calls a premeditated attack on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota.
President and CEO Troy Miller has issued a statement saying in part, quote, "This outrageous assault on a house of God is a wake-up call for every American who values freedom. Christians are under siege as the most persecuted religious group in our nation, facing escalating hostility from those who seek to silence our faith. These protesters didn't just interrupt a service, they desecrated a sacred sanctuary, frightened families, harassed innocent believers, and directly challenged our constitutional right to worship without fear or coercion. Targeting a church over a pastor's bivocational role is bigotry and a blatant attack on religious liberty. The American church must rise up, unite, and fight back to defend our God-given rights," unquote. George Williams, Washington.
No stocks today as Wall Street was closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. This is SRN News. The annual March for Life takes place this week.
Hundreds of thousands of people from all across the nation are expected in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the event. It commemorates the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion in all 50 states. And despite the fact that Roe v. Wade has now been overturned, the march goes on. Organizers say, quote, "The necessary work to build a culture of life in the U.S. is not finished. The goal of the march is ultimately to make abortion unthinkable." Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report from Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music, songs released in the last 18 months, were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music have defied the trend. This is SRN News. Hackers have disrupted Iranian television to air footage supporting the exiled crown prince.
The hackers' video, aired Sunday night in Iran, contained two clips of exiled crown prince Reza Pahlavi, then included footage of security forces and others in what appeared to be Iranian police uniforms, who claimed others had laid down their weapons and swore an oath of allegiance to the people. The semi-official Fars news agency quoted a statement from the state broadcaster acknowledging that the signal in some areas of the country was momentarily disrupted by an unknown source. The move comes as the death toll in the crackdown by authorities reached at least 3,900 people killed. Activists say they fear the number will grow far higher as information leaks out of the country. I'm Charles Stilesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.